Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts strength and conditioning coach Elliot White. Elliot, what does that mean to be strength and conditioning coach? What do you do?
Mainly our job is to monitor the programming of all of these guys just to make sure that they're as strong and fast as they possibly can be during the season. I mean, a lot of these guys will do some serious lifting and serious training in the off season, and it's, everyone knows that the baseball season is very long and arduous, and it's our job to make sure that they maintain all the gains that they've made in the off season.
Now, things are not uniform for these players. You have different programs in place for pitchers, catchers, and position players, right?
Yes, indeed.
What are the differences?
The main differences are at what point they'll be doing different aspects of their programming. For example, with a pitcher, when they'll be doing their uppers and lowers will depend on when they're throwing, and obviously that's variable on whether or not they're a starting pitcher or a bullpen pitcher, or whether or not they'll be pitching on a particular day will dictate what sort of exercise and what sort of a workout they'll do on a particular day.
Uppers and lowers being upper body and lower body?
Yes. Yes, a pitcher will do, at least in our organization, a pitcher will do an upper body typically the day after they throw. Normally we don't want any lifter or any, excuse me, that's how a strength coach thinks is in lifters, not necessarily in position players. But normally we won't want a pitcher to do an upper body lift the exact same day that they pitch. Obviously we're not trying to fatigue the arm. I mean, they're so many problems that are associated with baseball players and throwing and lifting heavy the same day as doing a task like that is too much to ask of any human body.
Well, you spoke of the difference in the cultures, right? There's the strength and conditioning culture, then there's the baseball culture. And I've seen strength and conditioning coaches in the past have a difficulty adjusting to the baseball culture, but you're seemingly fitting right in. How have you been able to transition?
Well, you know, been doing my best. My exposure to strength and conditioning has been at the collegiate level. I worked at James Madison originally, and then I went over to the University of South Alabama, where I was originally hired on for football, then expanded on out from there into baseball and track and field and other sports. And really, I mean, there is a strength and conditioning culture and a mentality of going hard all the time. But see, that's one thing that I really like about my job is that it's a little bit smarter than that. That there's a meathead characteristics of I'm going to lift heavy as much as I can, but that's really not the best way to improve performance. And strength conditioning is taking a scientific approach of combining that science and that application and putting it together on an athlete and really improving what they can do out there on the field. And that's really what it's about.
How did you catch on with the Blue Jays?
I was a graduate assistant at South Alabama, and I was finishing up my degree down there, and I really needed the next big thing. I grew up playing baseball. I always loved it, always enjoyed it, and it's always been my number one sport. And so to put together my love of baseball and my love of strength and conditioning was a really an easy call for me. And so I applied with the Blue Jays, and I got a phone call back the next day, and apparently they liked what I had to say, and the rest is history.
Excellent. What are your expectations and goals for this season, then?
My goal is to get these guys as performing as well as they can. I mean, my view is this is a developmental league, and not just in terms of their performance on the field, but also their general athleticism. If I can do as much as I can to get these guys strong, get these guys fast, get them in shape, then they're going to go out there and perform better. I want to give them as few things to think about as possible. I don't want a guy thinking, oh, you know, I'm a little sore from my workout, or, oh, you know, I don't know if my rate of force development is really where it needs to be. Those are things for me to worry about. I want a guy to go out there and perform. I want a guy to say, do you know what, I've been in this count against this pitcher before. I know what he's bringing me, and to just execute. My job is to take the thinking away from them so that they can just go out there and do what it is they do.
Who's really impressed you on this team in terms of that sort of fitness and the work ethic?
In terms of fitness and work ethic, we've got amazing athletes all around. The athletes on this team are really impressive. I mean, there's a lot of bad mouthing of baseball players as not being as in shape as possibly others, but I've been really impressed with the level of fitness that has been exhibited on such almost a novice level, where these guys really don't know why it is they do what they do so well, but they do in fact do it. The athleticism has been pretty impressive, and the work ethic follows. The work ethic follows.
Finally, pound for pound, who is the strongest player on this team?
We've got a few strong guys. Stephen Turnbull has got a strong lower body, as does Chad Jenkins. Chad Jenkins has really impressed me with his front squats, which is a barbell sitting across the front of the chest. It's a very functional lift, whereas the athlete's got to stabilize against the weight and apply a lot of force, and he's pretty good at that.
Elliot, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jess. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. It's on Classic Hits 92X.